Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Verse Number 9. Yaryabuja kshapasasara bo bhavan. Kurun madun vata sukrid didrikshaya. Tatrabda koti patima shano bhaved. Ravim vinakshur eva nastavachyuta. O lotus-eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavana, or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless, as is bereft of sun. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We are all proud of our material senses for making experiments to determine the existence of God. But we forget that our senses are not absolute by themselves. They can only act under certain conditions. For example, our eyes. As long as the sunshine is there, our eyes are useful to a certain extent. But in the absence of sunshine, the eyes are useless. Lord Shri Krishna, being the primeval Lord, the Supreme Truth, is compared to the sun. Without him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. The opposite of the sun is the darkness, and similarly, the opposite of Krishna is Maya or illusion. Devotees of the Lord can see everything in true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Krishna. By the grace of the Lord, the pure devotee cannot be in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary that we must always be in the sight of Lord Krishna so that we can see both ourselves and the Lord with his different energies. As we cannot see anything in the absence of the sun, so also we cannot see anything, including our own self, without the factual presence of the Lord. Without him, all our knowledge is covered by illusion. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is another very important purport that's pertinent to what's happening today, with the lockdown and the COVID-19 virus and the economic disaster and the international play on hegemony. You know what that means, hegemony? No, never. You know what that means? No. You know what that means? What's it mean? Absolutely right, yeah. And that's exactly what's going on now. China is basically at war with the United States right now. There's a war going on, but it's a different type of war that's never been as well coordinated as it is now. China has infiltrated America in such a degree through technology, through bribery, and through many other techniques that they've refined over the years, that is basically now actually trying to take over the United States. That's exactly what's happened. That's why there's a destruction of the economy, which is essential, because you destroy the economy, your army becomes useless because it has no no money, and you can't support it. And the double whammy is destroy the economy, destroy the people through the virus. And the virus was purposely done. It was made in a biological warfare laboratory in Wuhan. And then Wuhan is the ideal place for viruses because they have the wet markets where they're slaughtering animals. It's very unclean. There's no hygiene at all. There's blood all over the place. And it's an ideal place to transfer viruses of animals to human beings. Okay, now, before we get too much into conspiracy theories, though, now how do we, why do I say that this verse is very important? Because there's a fundamental verse. These are the four nutshell verses of the Bhagavatam. And one of them says, whatever is not in relationship to Krishna is false. It's fake news. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist, right? So here Prabhupada says, without him, meaning Krishna, all our knowledge is either false or partial. So this is the whole point that devotees have to understand. Now this goes beyond, you know, the Chinese and Americans and Russians and all that. It goes beyond race. It goes beyond big pharma. It goes beyond big ag. It goes beyond the big international banks and the printing of money and all those things. This is fundamental for devotees. Anything that doesn't have relationship to Krishna is false, or it's a partial truth. It doesn't have real content to it. The content is misleading. The second point is the opposite of Krishna is Maya or illusion. So this fear mongering that's going on now, this panic over the coronavirus, the lockdown that by which the economy is being destroyed, all these things are happening not just because of China. China is just a play doll in this whole scene. It's due to massive meat eating that's going on. It's due to atheism. It's due to sinful activities. So the atheism, the sinful activities, the massive meat eating, the massive pornography and illicit sex, the massive intoxication, all these things are the real causes of these problems. It's not just that the Chinese are evil, the Chinese communist government is evil. No. The American government is evil also. All the government, India has an evil government also. It's not that India is an exception in the world. What is the evil? The evil is misinformation and fear-mongering. As soon as people become afraid, they make quick decisions without thinking of the consequences. So, are the devotees included in that? Yes. Devotees also are impacted by these things. They don't realize that anything that doesn't have relationship to Krishna is false or a partial truth, but mainly, usually false, but it can be partial also. Partial truth, half a hen is not a hen. So half truth is not a truth. That's it. So here it says, we are all proud of our material senses for making experiments to determine the existence of God. But we forget that our senses are not absolute by themselves. So why should we trust anybody's statement if they're not a devotee and not following the regulative principles and not a genuine worshiper of Krishna and actually putting into effect Krishna's teachings? Just like we heard the other day that It may be forgotten for a long time, that is, our relationship with Krishna, but it can be revived also by the grace of the Lord if we follow his injunctions. Injunctions, as we looked it up, it means it's an order. It's something that we have to do, right? Which are revealed in the scriptures of all times and all places. So the solution to all problems is already there in Bhagavad Gita. It's already there in Srimad Bhagavatam. People don't take it seriously. This modern education, so the Chinese have definitely infiltrated the major universities in the United States. They have most scientists in this country and most intellectuals are working for the Chinese in very subtle ways, either directly or in subtle ways. Why? Because they've been bought. Money talks. See? So when you start buying all the movie theaters in the United States, when you start putting what do you call that? The new internet system 5. What is it? 5G. Right. 5G is Big Brother. It is so sophisticated that it actually spies on people. Yeah. If you have a cell phone, if you have a television, you have a radio, any of those things, it spies on you. It knows exactly what you're doing. So, this is not only the Chinese. This is Bill Gates. This is Zuckerberg and most of the big IT guys. If you read in the newspaper some months ago that Bill Gates and Microsoft are building a in Montreal, they're building a an internet city. In other words, the new type of city where everything is controlled by the internet, right? And then Google is also building one city like that in Arizona. I think it's Arizona. I think it's Google in Arizona and Microsoft in Toronto. So why are they building these experimental cities? So that everything is controlled. The money is controlled. Your life is controlled. The food isn't controlled. The vaccinations are controlled. Everything. You can't get out of it, right? And and then they also have they're also talking about, you know, minimum income for every person. In other words, the government will give you money, just like they're trying to do that now. See, so that, you know, you don't even have to work. So this is why the whole Roman Empire collapsed. They had the same thing at that time. Near the end of the Roman Empire, they had the Colosseum where people could go. That was their version of the internet. You know, you go to the Colosseum and you see people being killed in real time. So you go on the television nowadays, you see people being killed, right? And then you see sex going on. You see all these things. They had that in the Colosseum. It was a horrible place. People would go there for entertainment. They were watching gladiators fight to the death. They were watching Christians being eaten by lions and tigers. This was their entertainment, right? And the whole Roman Empire collapsed because of the degradation, moral degradation that was taking place. And the Greek civilization also collapsed because of moral degradation. See? Once they killed Socrates and Aristotle ran away, and what took over in Greece was moral degradation. And the same thing happened in Roman Empire. Both of them collapsed. See? And the same thing's happening today all over the world. Now, who's going to be in charge? The Chinese think they're going to be in charge. The Americans are fighting back. But all this is nonsense. The only thing that works for society is Krishna consciousness. It's the only thing that can save this world from total, let's say, mayhem and chaos. The people can't destroy this world. They can throw as many bombs as they want. They can't destroy the world because it was created by Krishna. They can only destroy what they have made. cities and internet companies and farms, and all these things can be destroyed, but not the Earth planet, and not the environment also. The environment can be disrupted, but not destroyed. So, here it says, but we forget that our senses are not absolute by themselves. They can only act under certain conditions. Well, what are those certain conditions? Well, first of all, you have to have a brain that communicates with the senses, or the senses that communicate with the brain. That's a very complicated system. And any time it can be shut off, just like the internet can be shut off at any time, the communication between the brain and the senses can be shut off at any time. And that's what death is. If you get the COVID-19, at a certain point you can't breathe and you die. Right? And that the whole connection between the brain and the senses is cut off. So, or you cut somebody's neck off, they die, because the connection between the brain and the senses is cut off. So they can only act under certain conditions. Yes, there's got to be sunlight. There's got to be seasonal change. There's got to be rain. There's got to be digestion. There's got to be immune system that works. All these things are controlled by Krishna. They're not controlled by people, you see. And the working of the senses also are controlled by Krishna. So, therefore, we are completely dependent, but yet we're acting as if we're independent. Prabhupada says, for example, our eyes. As long as the sunshine is there, our eyes are useful to a certain extent. Yeah, we have limited senses. So every one of these statements he's making in this purport has huge significance. But in the absence of sunshine, the eyes are useless. Lord Shri Krishna, being the primeval Lord, the Supreme Truth, is compared to the sun. Without him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. There you go. The opposite of the sun is the darkness, and similarly the opposite of Krishna is maya or illusion. So because people are ignoring Krishna, it says in Bhagavad Gita, there's five factors to every action, right? And you have to take all five factors into account to be acting in a, let's say, effective and enlightened way. So factor one is the body. That's where the action takes place, or the chetra, the world. You know, your body is going to act in the world. So that's where action takes place. Two, the senses. Now, the senses are part of the body. So why do they differentiate between the senses and the body? Because the senses are what makes the body work. If you have a car, a brand new car, you buy it, but it doesn't have a steering wheel, it doesn't have wheels, and it doesn't have a battery. Can you use it? Everything else it has, can you use it? No. The same way, if you have a body, but you can't see, you can't talk, you can't hear, you can't walk, you're helpless. See? The senses, there are five senses, you know, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin. Those are knowledge-acquiring senses, and then you have five working senses. The arms, the legs, the tongue, the genital, and the anus. So if you don't have working senses and you don't have knowledge-acquiring senses, but you have the rest of the body intact, it's useless. And same thing with the car. You don't have the battery, it's useless. It's not going to work. So the battery is compared to like the soul, which is the source of the energy in the body. And the senses and everything else are like the wheels and the engine and this thing and that thing. So, Prabhupada says, the opposite of Krishna is maya or illusion. So, even if there are brilliant people, you know, tell you, oh, to fight the Wuhan virus, you need to have a strong immune system. And you get a strong immune system by taking vitamin D and vitamin A and vitamin C. That's not going to help us also. I mean, it'll help somewhat. There's nothing wrong with having a strong immune system. But that's not going to help us. They're not talking about Krishna. They're talking about vitamins. They're talking about vaccines. They're talking about hydroxychloroquine and this thing and that thing. They're not talking about Krishna. So even the good guys that seem to say, well, you have to eat healthy, you have to walk and get oxygen, you have to do it. That's also half the story or one quarter of the story. The real story is all about your relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, everything else is illusion or maya. Yes, someone has a strong immune system. How do they use it? Well, they have more sex. And they have nice cars and they have nice houses and they have nice bodies, but that's not the goal of life. So the devotees of the Lord can see everything in true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Krishna. What is that light? It's called Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. By the grace of the Lord, the pure devotee cannot be in the darkness of ignorance. Cannot be? Yeah, if you're regularly coming to classes and listening, that's a fact. You cannot be in ignorance because we're gonna talk the truth. You know, Prabhupada's talking the truth here. Right? But if you avoid these things and you call yourself a devotee, you're not going to be able to what? To see things as they are. See? By the grace of the Lord, the pure devotee cannot be in the darkness of ignorance. You won't be in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary that we must always be in the sight of Lord Krishna so that we can, both ourselves and the Lord with his different, that we can see both ourselves and the Lord with his different energies. Now, that is probably the most significant statement in the purport. What does it mean? He doesn't say we must always see the Lord. He says we must be in the sight of Lord Krishna. So does that mean when you're in the sight of Lord Krishna, does that mean he's seeing you or you're seeing him? You tell me. What do you think? Wrong. No. See, when you come to the temple, you usually think it's to have darshan of the Lord, that to see the Lord. No. You come to the temple so the Lord sees you. You see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains this. So that's why he said here in the sight. See that now you don't say anything. You want to say you see the Lord. You say we must always see the Lord. That's the way you would say it. But he's saying here we must always be in the sight of Lord Krishna. Because if you're in the sight of Lord Krishna, that implies you're seeing him, but it's more significant about him seeing you. So, Paramananda's here again this morning, but he didn't come for 3 weeks. You see, so you see the point what is being made here. We have to be in the sight of the Lord. We have to regularly come in front of him, bow down, and say, please, Krishna, help me, I'm helpless. But you have helped me. You sent Prabhupada, you've given us Bhagavad Gita, you've given us Srimad Bhagavatam, you've given us Prasadam, you've given us Harinam Sankirtan, you've given us, the Association of Devotees. You know, he's helping us all the time. But do we want to be helped? That's the question. Do we want to always be in the sight of the Lord? This is a fundamental question we have to ask ourselves. Therefore, it's necessary that we must always be in the sight of Lord Krishna so that we can see both ourselves and the Lord with his different energies. Yeah, the Lord is always surrounded by his energies. That's another big statement, but we won't go into it now. As we cannot see anything in the absence of the sun, so also we cannot see anything, including our own self, without the factual presence of the Lord. Without him, all our knowledge is covered by illusion. Hari Bo, I rest my case. This is amazing purport by Prabhupada. It's perfectly pertinent to what's happening today. And we have to not be fooled, not get scared, not get intimidated. We must be determined to follow more and more strictly Krishna consciousness and preach this message of Krishna to the whole world. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Haribol, haribol, haribol.